Aircheckdownloads.com.
Thank you, Greg. Monday morning, Q103 weather. Mostly dry this morning with occasional sunny spells and very fresh winds making it feel colder than it actually is. This afternoon, light showers will move in. Some sunny intervals still, though. A high today of 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit. Currently 14 Celsius, 57. And on your FM dial, it's locked to 103. Keep listening to Q103 and feel good. The Q103 £1,000 cash track. Keep listening. Next time it could be you with Q103. Manchester's most music, Piccadilly Q103, your official £1,000 cash track station. There goes another continuous music three. Prince, Little Red Corvette, Bon Jovi, Always, and the Beautiful South, who have their greatest hits album out right now. It's called Carry On Up the Charts, and from it, everybody's talking one of their biggest hits. 11:15, Scott Mills here for Monday on Q103. Have you heard about this? A sheriff in one of the counties in America has imposed a midnight curfew on everyone in the county. Apparently, he always used to tell his children that they mustn't be out or mustn't be awake after midnight, and he's now imposed this curfew on the whole of the county. Everybody, adults, children, dogs, cats, everyone. All the lights have to be off in your house. There's not allowed to be anybody out of the house. Everyone has to be asleep, and there are no taxis, no late night takeaway vans, nothing in this county after midnight. The sheriff says so, okay? And you get punished, apparently $250 fine if you're out the house after midnight. Nothing goes on after midnight in this county. It sounds like Great Britain, actually, most evenings.
To render the mushroom motionless.
Q103.
Thank you, Joe. Real life stories is coming up soon. Plus, today's £1,000 cash track could be played at any time. Holding Back the Years, Simply Red. When you hear that song, beat caller 30 and win £1,000 in cash.
The most music. Q103.
While the other stations are talking, we're playing the music. Q103, the Northwest music leader.
Manchester's most music, Piccadilly, Q103, 11:35. If you'd like to send me your real-life story, you're starting to share it with us and the Northwest, it's Scott Mills, Real Life Stories, Q103, PO Box 103, Manchester. Any story, happy, sad, it doesn't matter what it is, write to us in complete confidence. Go on, drop me a line. Scott Mills, Real Life Stories, Q103, PO Box 103, Manchester. Hear your story weekdays just after 11, only on Q103. We played Deacon Blue and Dignity. Not bad today, better than it was at the weekend. It just rained constantly, didn't it? Right now we have 13 Celsius, 55 Fahrenheit, partly cloudy skies and light rain to come later.
Tickets for the National Lottery. We are on sale today.
Discover what's happening in Manchester. Discover Michelob Beer. Premium entertainment from the premium beer.
Oh, what's going on?
Get the inside word on where it's really at in Manchester with Q103's live guide to gigs, clubs, the movies and the beats with Michelob Premium Beer. Lock on to Pete Mitchell at 1:45 and me, Danny Petroni, at 5:45 for the hot tips on what's happening.
What's on in Manchester? Brought to you by Michelob Premium Beer and Q103.
Manchester's most music, Piccadilly, Q103, key classic from Elton John. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Quartz and Dina Carroll, It's Too Late. See her at GMEX next month. And True Faith 94 from New Order making up another continuous music sweep. 10 minutes to 12. Big goss today is that Richard Gere and Cindy Crawford have secretly put their house up for sale, adding to the rumours that they're about to split up. They're about to sell up. And also, Rod Stewart's wife, Rachel Hunter, has just persuaded Rod to part with, get this, £6 million to buy a seafront house in Palm Beach, California, so she doesn't have to be reminded of all of Rod's other wives and girlfriends, to bury the past and to bury all those other lovers he had. And let's face it, there was enough of those. Also today, new research shows that up to 60% of people have been a victim of car crime in the last 2 years. 300 cars are broken into or vandalized every hour in this country. That's an amazing statistic, that. That adds up to 2.6 million car crimes every year, if you add it up. And 90 car stereos are stolen each hour, and 9 phones. This is each hour in this country. What is the point of getting yourself a nice phone or a nice stereo anymore in your car? I've had, 3 or 4 nice stereos nicked now. It's just not worth it, is it? You might as well get some old rubbish in there, because it's only getting nicked anyway.
Attention all skiers.
Look, I know it's Monday, but look at it this way. It's halfway through the day already, nearly. Lunchtime, brand new heavies.
Aircheckdownloads.com.